You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon, friends. Welcome to another edition of eProfits Radio with my friend and co-host, Mr. Baird Montgomery, fund manager and founder of eProfits.com. Baird, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. What a day in the market.
Wow, I'm telling you.
Let me set the scene. This is something I was thinking about today. I was going to go one direction, but let's look at this. A year ago, if someone said, okay, Dwayne, a year ago, crude was $53. Today, it is $136. A year ago, gold was $438. Right now, it's approximately $900. One-third of the homes are in danger of default. We have an impending Middle East war. And, again, 1 year ago, the Dow was at 10,900. So, where do you think the Dow should be?
Gosh. 20,000?
And I would think if crude was going crazy, gold was going crazy, Middle East war, I was thinking just the reciprocal. Maybe
well,
5,000 or 6,000.
Well, okay, yeah, I follow your reasoning there because you know, gold and the stock market historically have run in the opposite direction, correct?
Correct.
So yeah, based on that line of thought, I guess I would have to agree. I was just thinking of everything doubling.
Well, you know, if most of you people have been listening today and they are familiar with what has been going on today. The crude market went up just today the equivalent of the actual price of crude 10 years ago. In 1998, crude oil was $10 a barrel. We went up $10, well, we really went up $11 today. This is, put in context, this is just an absolutely extraordinary day in the markets.
Do you ever trade heating oil?
Yes, in fact, today.
What's a barrel of heating oil trading at?
Almost $4.
$4?
And
now, okay, I may have misread something, but a trader, a very successful trader that I know, sent me an email today. And it said, do you realize that it takes 2 barrels of crude oil to create 1 barrel of heating oil?
Interesting.
Well, this is the same guy that turned me on to that lumber trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that lumber was trading below the cost of production.
Right.
Is he correct? Do you know if he's correct?
No, I don't, but that's an interesting comment. One I will look into.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I would love to hear your thoughts on that when we talk again next week.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. All of the markets would just... people, if you're listening, go fill up your car this afternoon, because if you don't, it's going to be 22 cents higher this weekend per gallon. The gas stations are quick to raise prices, slow to lower them when prices decline. But we're up $11 in the crude oil market today. And when I was looking at this market, Dwayne, and of course I go back to when one is looking at world events, we all have our different filters. It's part of it is education, part of it is training. If you go to Jim Cramer, I don't know what filter he uses. But
he is
purely technical. His mind is...
He's the 21st century Barnum and Bailey. He's P.T. Barnum, that's who he is.
He is in a different world, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I look at the markets... One of the filters I look at the markets through is Scripture and my understanding of Scripture. And I view the Bible as God's absolute, inerrant word. It always has come true. It always will be true. And I look at world events, and with God's grace, I try to look at the markets and try to ascertain, okay, which way do I go in this market? What do I do, both short-term and long-term? And one of the things I've always believed, well, I know, Scripture tells us so, is that there will be war in the Middle East. There will be no peace until Jesus Christ comes and reigns, period. And, of course, this is controversial. I believe Damascus will be destroyed. The United States, one of my tenets is the United States, the world's greatest power, we don't see, or at least no one I know who's a biblical scholar sees the United States in Scripture at the end times. So, again, they're one of two things. Either the United States ceases to exist, or we have become so weak that we're really no influence upon world markets as it stands.
Did you read the comments today from Prime Minister Olmert?
I heard about them.
I mean, this is the first, I mean, well, in the past, it's been said that, you know, force would be, much like the Bush administration, his comments in the past have said that, you know, force would be a last resort should UN Security Council sanctions be deemed a dead end. But the comment today says attacking Iran in order to stop its nuclear plans appears to be unavoidable and inevitable.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, 3 weeks ago, I predicted within 90 days, we will see war break out in the Middle East.
You did.
And
that radio archive is up there for all to listen to. You did say that.
Something is going to happen. After Omer made that announcement, Hamas from the Gaza Strip sent one missile that exploded in Sderot. Two other missiles crashed in the parking lot of a college, and two other missiles landed on a farm. And this just cannot continue. So we've got two fronts, not only the, well, two possibilities. Number one, of course, the biggest is Israel attacking Iran to stop this nuclear production. And number two is Israel going into Gaza, which will be the first case, because Iran and Syria have been fighting with Israel essentially via a proxy war. They have sent thousands of rockets and of increasing capability into Gaza through various means. And so we're in a situation where there's going to be an explosive, it's just an explosive mix right now. And I am surprised nothing has happened sooner, but this is just in a very, very, very volatile situation. And, of course, that's why crude is up $11 today. And going back to the United States, we're just in a situation where, as a result of our turning away from the Lord may just allow our society to self-destruct into confusion and spiritual lethargy. So things are difficult. And when I look at the landscape, th- this is not a time to be long-term invested in the stock market, in my opinion. I know that's something that the Jim Cramer's like of the world and the stock market prognosticators, but things look very, very dicey. I think the headwinds are really there against the stock markets for a while.
Hmm. Now, historically, the stock market rallies into a presidential election, but as much as I like John McCain, he was not my first choice, but as much as I like him, and as much as me and my little guy, when he goes to bed at night, we pray for John McCain. In fact, last night we forgot to pray, and we said amen, and he looked up at me, and he goes, "What about John McCain?" I said, "Boy, we missed that one. All right, let's pray for John McCain." As much as I'm praying for him, this other side of the coin has just become frightening.
Yes, it has.
Frightening, frightening, frightening.
Did you receive the email I sent to you this week on Obama?
Gosh, I know I get several from you a week, but tell me what it was about.
Well, let you and I will resend that, but I would like to go into that next week about if, as much as I am unenthusiastic about McCain, the alternatives are absolutely frightening, just absolutely frightening. And the thing is, God may allow us to get such a foolish and deceptive leader to lead this country. I mean, he's a true neophyte.
I did get one email today from someone else. It's an article that was written, but please resend me the one you're talking about so that you and I can discuss it next week. But the headline on this article, President Obama and the Coming Stock Market Crash. How destructive to the U.S. economy would a Barack Obama presidency be? Beneath Obama's flowery rhetoric lies a dangerous economic plan that will wreak havoc on the American economy. Obama plans to return to the failed policies of high taxation, coupled with an expansion of government spending. Worse, Obama says he is absolutely committed to almost doubling the capital gains rate, something he will easily accomplish with a Democratic Congress. In the coming months, when investors realize that Obama will raise the capital gains rate, there could be a stampede of asset sales as investors rush to take their profits now to avoid Obama's doubling of the tax rates next year.
Interesting. And that's just one small part of a scary scenario of an Obama presidency. It would be hard for someone, if he gets in, to be bullish the stock market.
You know, not only does he want to take the capital gains from 15% to 28%, he wants the 2001 and 2003 Bush tax cuts to expire, which raises taxes on Americans by tens of billions of dollars, and he also wants to do away with the $102,000 FICA payroll tax cap, which means anyone making over $102,000 would pay an additional 7% in taxes on earned income. And I realize that people who aren't making $102,000 are going, "Well, my gosh, if they're making that much money, they should pay more." But, you know, I don't support that argument.
No. And that's the oil that runs the industry of this country. And, what should one do?
Good question.
We know spiritually. Financially, be very, very careful of the stock market. Especially over the next 90 days, there's going to be some very good surprises. Short term, and when I say short term, I mean Monday and Tuesday. We could, of course, Israel announced this looks like there's no alternative but to strike Iran. But Israel is much more subtle than to say that and then do it the same weekend. And so I would not be surprised to see the energy markets take a material short-term correction Monday and or Tuesday. when we get through the weekend without any missiles being fired by us or Israel. But longer term, I see no alternative but higher energy prices. Barney Frank was on CNBC. He maintains a very powerful position. They said, what can we do? He says, well, number one, well, let's just tax the rich more. He did not even blush when he said that. Just tax the rich more. So those who are productive in our society are going to be
punished.
Punished, that's a good way to put it. Sugar has a seasonal where it should be going up, and it is going up. Sugar's gone from 15 cents to under 10 cents per pound. One of the undervalued commodities out there. I'm very bullish sugar. I am very bullish December cotton, but especially when we get into the August time frame. Normally, that commodity does not really start to rally until late July or early August. Look for that. Corn prices have been rallying just really well. There is no margin for any crop problems this year. Even with a good crop, prices will have to be very price sensitive. Bullish corn, bullish lumber. Lumber is just too cheap, and it will be going up. Be short the 30-year bonds. We're bearish bonds over here. Gold has just drastically been outperforming the stock market, and I think it will continue to, not just this year, but years to come.
And we're also coming into the gold buying season.
Yes.
A lot of folks don't realize what pressure the Indian wedding season in India can put on the markets.
Good point.
And they've got more money now than they've had in the past.
Hmm. And that's a point that I had failed to remember right there. So we're just running into some situations where one needs to be very, very careful if they're in the stock market only. It was interesting when I was when I was watching the CNBC and Bush was coming on at 1:50 Eastern time, and the energy markets were temporarily, so to speak, at a standstill, and they were waiting to see whether Bush would announce the release of some of the oil in the SPR, Strategic Petroleum Reserve, because if he did, then that would probably immediately send crude down $3 or $4 from where we are today. When nothing was announced, prices immediately went up another $2, I should say. So it's been a very interesting day.
It certainly has.
And
next week could, but we'll have a lot to talk about next Friday.
We will. And you have the email sitting in your email
I'm looking at it right now.
And let's go over that next Friday, okay. Because what we discuss, people can make up their own mind. We'll just lay out the facts about Obama. And
in fact, the stuff in here that is verifiable, I'm going to go through and see what I can sort through. And because, you know, some people are going to say, I want to see what kind of facts I can dig up.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
I will do my best.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. Well, I have enjoyed it today.
I always do.
You have had a long day, as you told me.
Friday is my longest day, and this is my last chat on the radio for the data. So to all my listeners, I wish you all a wonderful weekend. And Baird, I pray that you and your family have a wonderful weekend, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Friday.
Thank you.
Your toll-free number, I always
800-835-9482.
Or you can email him, info@eprofits.com.
Correct.
Thanks for being with us, Bear.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.